So tonight I'm going to read a story to you, and it's interesting. It's such a demonstration of the one mind, because one of the Fellowship School of Ministry students, Deb Plikta, who's here tonight, attended a workshop about storytelling, and she so kindly gave me the book to take a look at. This was maybe a couple months ago, I think. And as I was looking through the book, I noticed in the credits of all the books that this author had written, a book entitled The Giveaway, A Christmas Story in the Native American Tradition. So I thought, oh, that would be really lovely to read on Christmas Day. And then not too long after, we had our final class for the term, and one of our School of Ministry students brought a book to read in the Native American tradition. It's not the same one. It's a different story. But it really struck me in both of those moments that we're in the one mind and things are floating around out here. The ideas are out there, and we just reach out and grab them and bring them in. So I want to read this story. It's called The Giveaway. The author's name is Ray Buckley. And just to give you a little background, he tells us that the Lakota tradition, which is a Northern Plains tribe, believes that all of creation, humanity, animals, birds, insects, and plants, are part of the sacred hoop. And the expression is all my relations. That's how they think of it. He says it's an important theological concept that the birth of Jesus took place in a stable to signify not only a birth among lowly, in a lowly way, not in a expensive inn, but in a lowly stable, but also in the presence of what the tribe calls the four-leggeds and those who fly. The message of Jesus becomes not only one of restoring humanity to God and human to human, but also of restoring humanity to all our relations. So here we go. There was a grove of trees where the forest grew thick. The trees had stood there for as long as anyone could remember. Their roots intertwined so that nothing could affect one without affecting them all. They were known to the inhabitants of the forest, the four-leggeds, and those who fly as the Old Ones. In the middle of the Old Ones stood the oldest of them all, taller and broader than the others. If one stood beneath it, one could not see where its crown touched Father's sky. And smaller trees grew around its roots in the safety of its vastness. It was called the Ancient One, for it had known the Creator longest of all. It was to this grove that the creatures of the forest and the plains, the four-leggeds and those who fly, gathered for counsel. Each had sent one speaker, the oldest and the wisest of its kind. Snow fell thick on familiar paths, and each arrived in silence, waiting with patience of those who have seen much. When the circle was complete, they stood listening to their hearts. "They have lost their way," Whooping Crane said. "There is no pattern to their journey. Snow Goose nodded in agreement. They have lost their purpose, Deer Mouse said. They do not gather seeds. They do not know who they are. Tatanka, the bull buffalo, dropped his head low. They take more than they need, and they give nothing back. They do not give away. They do not see long distance, Eagle began. They keep more than they can eat, while some are hungry. They no longer know that they are connected. They do not know that they are beautiful, the fox said sadly, her white coat blending with the snow. They decorate themselves and hide their spirits. They think that power is what they can hold on to, Old Beaver pondered. They say, this is mine, and build lodges too large so that they themselves will appear big. They must make others small so they will look big, Bear's deep voice answered. In the end, they must destroy themselves or others. They have lost their names and do not know who they are. Grandmother Turtle, who was the last to arrive, made her way slowly to the center of the council. She lifted her head so that she could see all who gathered beneath the old ones. Her voice was barely audible. We must give away ourselves to them. We must speak to them in soft voices. We must remind them of who they are. She paused, lowering her head into her shell. Then suddenly she lifted her head as long as her neck would allow. I will give them my shell, she said with certainty. I will come with no protection, and they can use my shell to adorn themselves. Around the circle, the council was quiet. The wind did not blow through the trees. Not a single branch on the old ones fluttered. The forest was still as Grandmother Turtle began her walk back to the empty spot in the circle. I will teach them the patterns of life, Whooping Crane said slowly. Snow Goose and I will remind them of the seasons. I will teach them to gather seeds so no one need be hungry, Deer Mouse began. I will give them what I have stored. Eagle searched the night sky and without lowering her head said, I will give them my feathers. Perhaps if I cannot fly, they will not feel small. Tatanka, the bull buffalo, stood with his legs squarely on the earth. I will give them my flesh to sustain them and my skin to warm them. I will give myself away. Each council member in turn rose to speak of the gift that most costly portion of themselves that each would give away. When the circle was complete, a new voice was heard. In the shadow of the Ancient One stood the Creator. Ho, children, the Creator began softly. You will give yourselves away, but they will not know that. They will say, see what I have taken, and think that they have made themselves larger. For a moment, the Creator paused. It is I who must give myself away. I must give away my protection and come vulnerable to their lodges. I must choose to become small so that they can choose to know me large. I must give away my name so that they can know their names. The Ancient One had stood silent. The sound of his voice had not been heard in many winters. Creator, how can this be? How can the great mystery become small? The Creator stood beneath the Ancient One. The shadow of the great tree became light, and the grove of the Old Ones became full of the presence of the Creator. A baby will be born. He will be the son of the great mystery. He will be born not where the two-leggeds are gathered, but among the four-leggeds and those who fly. He will bring light into confusion. He will bring hope into despair. He will bring love, and his name will be great. The Ancient One began to tremble, and those who fly left its old branches. The grove of the Old Ones moved in its quake. Creator, what can I, whose name speaks only of my age, give away to the great mystery, become baby? What can I do from my grove in the forest? The Creator turned toward the Ancient One. The voice of the Creator was low. You will be his support. You will be his place of rest. You will hold his body. You will hold him up in the beginning and in the end. And the Ancient One wept, partly for joy and partly for sorrow. I thought there were so many parts in this that reflect the teachings that we love so much. As I went back through the fact that everyone is intertwined so that no one can affect one without affecting another. We impact everyone around us, and they impact us. And giving the acknowledgement and knowing that the four-leggeds and those who fly are so wise. How many of us have learned so many lessons from our animals and from the animals around us? I see that and hear that all the time. They are so close to the One Presence. Their minds are close to the Presence. They don't have all the analytical and I'll fix it and I can do it myself. They're just who they are. And they stood in the clearing listening to their hearts. That's what we strive for. Being in that still, silent place, connecting with the divine. And they do it so easily. And finally, the birth of the baby Jesus being the wonderful symbol that we all celebrate on this day, and that is new birth within ourselves, bringing new birth into this world and claiming who we are, the truth of who we are. So, there's the story. I hope you enjoyed it. And now we have more music by Mighty Medicine. We can perk up again.